this morning. Praise God. Young people, you'll find out this morning what we've been freed from and what we've been brought into. Would that be good? We've been freed from all sorts of things and we've been brought into some many wonderful things, so that'd be absolutely great. Look at Colossians 1 and verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father. Is that a good idea? Praise God, to give him praise and thanks. Who has qualified us. You're qualified. Anyone here born again? You're qualified. You're qualified. Who's qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance. You've come into an inheritance. You've come into an inheritance of the saints in the light. In the light. We've come into the light. That's our inheritance together with all the saints. You qualify if you've received Jesus. Is that good? To be in the light. So an inheritance is unearned. I received an inheritance from an aunt one time. I didn't do any work for it. I just received it. This is the same. No work to be done for this. You come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'll receive what you're giving. Would that be great? Hallelujah. Praise God. So unearned, freely given, in the light. He's the light that you and I are in. Oh, praise God. He's the light that you and I are in. He's our inheritance. We're in the light, and the light, Christ Jesus, is in us. Amen. So it goes on to say, Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Why? We're in the inheritance of the saints in light. Glory to God. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Glory to God. We love this scripture here, and we're going to explore it a little bit with God's help here this morning. The first thing to see here is he has delivered us. Oh, that's the first thing to see. Praise God. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, wasn't our work, and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Now, in the scriptures, if you look up every scripture that says delivered, deliverance, you'll find it's all him. You'll find it's not the work of man. And I don't know if you, like me, went through, there was a whole phase in the church of deliverance ministries. Anyone ever go through that at some stage? And we got all very excited about that and everything. And you had to be delivered of a spirit of this. And then when the spirit of this had been sorted out, you had to come back because you had to be sorted out for a spirit of that. Do you remember? Anyone remember that? And we rolled around the floor and we did all kinds of different things there and went home the very same as we came. Because, worse in some cases. You see, but he has delivered us. He does the deliverance, praise God. And he does it when you come to him. And what you'll find from man is the delivering into problems. That's what you'll find in the scriptures. The opposite of him being the deliverer is man delivering into problems. So Pilate delivered Christ to be crucified. The saints were delivered into prison by the authorities. But this is what we're talking about, the total difference. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Now, let's have a listen to some things here that God has, where if you look up deliverance, you get that he has delivered us from temptations. He has delivered us from the wrath to come. Boy, I'm pleased about that one. I don't know about you. He's delivered us from the wrath to come. He's delivered us from this evil age. He has delivered us from every evil work. He has delivered us from wicked men. He has delivered us from persecutions and afflictions. There's a whole list there of everything you can go through. They're all scriptures there. And when it comes to persecutions and afflictions and troubles, Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:11, out of them all the Lord delivered me. Now, he went through some stuff, is that right? He went through some stonings and beatings and left for dead and shipwrecked and everything else. He said, out of it all, the Lord delivered me. He delivers. Praise God. Out of them all, the Lord delivered me. You see, in times back, according to our understandings, we would have had to take him, Paul, to a deliverance meeting to get him delivered from the spirit of shipwreckedness. And I don't know, I've been through all this. And, he, the Lord, delivered him out of them all. No matter what type of package of stuff that comes along, he delivers out of them all. Now, here's a wonderful scripture. Don't turn to it, but listen to it, and you can have a read of it again. 2 Corinthians 1, end of verse 9 and 10. God who raises the dead, verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us in whom we trust, and he will still deliver us. So you have, he had delivered us, he does deliver us, and he will deliver us. In other words, you're right in the center of deliverance, right through our whole life. Is that wonderful? How wonderful, Lord. I mean, does he deliver us from things daily? Daily, he delivers us from stuff. He's so wonderful. Praise God. So it's an internal, enduring, everlasting deliverance that's from God that we're living right in the middle of. He's the deliverer. And you and I have our home in him who is the deliverer. Praise God. So he sorts us out with everything. Now, it would be great to understand what the word deliverance means, because it means a very fast moving current. That's what deliverance means. That's what the word means. Anyone ever see a very fast moving river? Anyone ever see one of those? And you thought, if I stepped into one of those, boy, I was washed right away. Anyone ever see one of those? Praise God. Well, this is the same thing. We're stepping into the current of Almighty God, of his spirit, and we get whoo away like a powerful current out of everything evil. This is the movement of God's Holy Spirit. It means a powerful rushing current. Anyone ever see rapids? Or did you ever see people going down in canoes down rapids? Same sort of word. He moves you rapidly out of everything dark and everything dangerous into his glorious light, and that's his spirit is to keep you there. So he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Darkness, which it speaks of every evil thing. So there is no evil thing, there is no dark thing that has any power over you or over me now. In Christ, I'm talking about. Is that wonderful? No, there is no dark thing that has any power over you who live in Christ. Because look, he, God the Father, has delivered us from the power of darkness. Praise God, which speaks everything evil. So when you give yourself to Christ and you get born again means starting a whole new life. In case you wonder what on earth is all this born again? Born again means I die and I start my life all over again, but I started with Christ. That's what born again means. So I do this, I become filled with Christ, I become filled with his spirit, and every dark thing in me flees before his light. You see, he says a power goes before me and consumes all my enemies. A fire goes before me and consumes all my enemies. So this is the power that we are in. We are filled with the light of Christ. So nothing of a dark nature can coexist with the glorious light of Christ Jesus. On the contrary, are terrified and flee from you. So this is as we hold our relationship with Christ I'm talking about. As we live in Christ is what I'm speaking about here. Praise God. So young people, come to Jesus. He'll take you out of everything that's bad. He'll take you out of everything that's dangerous. And he'll take you out of everything that's foolish. And he'll bring you into everything that's good and wise and solid for your future. Is that great? Hallelujah. Praise God. So he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Now, what sort of things does the Lord call darkness? So we can see what we've been delivered from. Would that be good? Hallelujah. And so we've got some things here. Don't turn to this, but listen, Romans 13:13. Let us walk properly as in the day. In the day it's light. Is that right? So this is a picture of walking in the light. Let us walk properly as in the day. Let us walk appropriately. Did we look at that last week? That is an appropriate way to live as a people of God in the light. Not in revelry and drunkenness. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means a bad company that live foolishly and end up destroyed. And some of the street pastors here will see this when the pub's empty and the club's empty. And or we've seen some of it on the television and people falling all around the place in drunkenness and messing around and breaking up property. No, it says, we're not walking in that. We're delivered from that. Not in lewdness and lust, not in uncleanness, not in addictions, not in things that are unclean, not in strife and envy, not in fights, not in contentions, not in envying other people's success. So when I came to Christ Jesus, he delivered me all right out of all that kind of living. But he moves you with huge power. Huge power. When we heard in the prophetic word, the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow. It's a huge power. If you try to go against the power of the Spirit, you know you're going against it. Praise God. You know you're going in the opposite. You know you're going in a dangerous direction. So I came to Christ and he delivered me from the power of any of this darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So where I am living now, I'm living in the kingdom. You and I, born again, given your lives to Christ, you're living in the kingdom. In other words, you're living in everything lovely that comes from the King. That's where we're living in now. We're living in everything lovely that comes from the King. We're living in righteousness. We're living in peace. We're living in joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I've been conveyed. The word conveyed means to be carried away into. So you're delivered out of terrible stuff and you're carried away into everything that is right and pure and holy and lovely and wise, and it brings joy and peace to your heart. That's what we're conveyed into. Praise God. The kingdom of the Son of his love. You see, Jesus is continually receiving the love of the Father poured onto him. Is that right? Do you remember the couple of times where the clouds open and Jesus says, "This is my beloved Son, whom I love"? Is that right? Do you remember all those occasions? He's receiving the constant flow of the Father's love upon him. And because you and I are in him, all the flow of the Father's love is coming upon us as well. Is that wonderful? I mean, we're soaked and saturated. The scripture says that the Holy Spirit has shed abroad the love of God in our hearts. This is because we're in Christ, we receive everything he's receiving. Can you see it? It's very wonderful. Amen. Well, we're going to look at a few more things briefly that we have been conveyed into. Colossians 1 and verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him, that's in Christ, all the fullness should dwell. Could any of you young people tell me what is God full of? Can you tell me any things that God is full of? Is he full of love? Is he full of love? Is he full of love? Yeah. Is he full of peace? Is he well done? Is he full of joy? Yes, great. We're getting some great replies from the young people there. Full of peace, full of love, full of joy. You see, it pleased the Father, in him all the fullness should dwell. This is what I have been conveyed into. I'm conveyed into all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Everything that Jesus is full of, I've been placed into the middle of all that fullness. I mean, see, we hear these things by God's grace from week to week, but comes a time when it starts to dawn. Comes a time when it starts to click, and comes the day when you know that you are in such fullness that no matter what goes on around or what situations or what challenges, you say, I'm in the fullness of Him right now. You see, so you're not touched by the stuff. You're living by another power. You're living by the fullness of God Himself. Verse 20, the end of the verse, having made peace through the blood of His cross, He, Jesus, has made total peace between me and the Father, between you and the Father, if you're born again. He's made total peace. He's made peace forever. Now, we've been conveyed right into the center of all that peace. Wow. We may live there permanently. It's a choice. It's up to us. Say, Father, I choose to live in the center of all your peace, all your fullness, all your loveliness. I choose to live there. I mean, you can head off and choose to live in some right other mess. Is that right? Is that right? You can choose to live in some right other pack of worries and anxieties about the state of Europe and everything else like that. And, you know, we're all going down the tubes and Europe and, you know, and we're all with it and all the companies and the businesses and everything and we're all finished. Yeah, you can live in all that. No, I think I'd rather live in the fullness. No, I'd rather live in the fullness, Father. That's where you've placed me. That's where you've moved me by a powerful current. In fact, if you drift off into some anxiety and some fear and some worry over some things, there's this power. You sense this power. And this power, it moves you right back into what you should be thinking about. Am I the only one? Praise God. It's the power of the Spirit. He's not going to leave us with our mind on all that and filled with all the worry and the concern. No, His Spirit moves you, conveys you, wants to keep you in all the loveliness that He has got for us. Look at verse 21. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, now He has reconciled. That's a lovely word there because it means that He has brought our thinking and His thinking into one. That's what reconciled means. Is that lovely? I used to think all sorts of stuff and be in all kinds of worry and all kinds of apprehension. So he moved me by a powerful current out of all of that. And He got my thinking lining up with His thinking and with His kingdom. And so He enables me to live a totally different way in a totally different place. Is it wonderful? Reconciled. Praise God. He sorted my thinking out and brought me into agreement with Himself. Verse 22, in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in His sight. Oh, He's done this. He's done this. There's no way I can put these names to my name, separate from Christ. He has, through death, through His flesh, through death, to present you holy and blameless, because He's washed away all our filthiness, and above reproach in His sight. Wow. This is what He's conveyed me into. He's conveyed me into this lovely life of Christ. Praise God. God has recreated me and made me a whole new person as a free gift. He'll do it for anyone who'll come to Him. Anyone who'll come to Him, anyone listening today, and this is not your experience right now. He says, anyone who'll come to me, I'll do this for you also. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, when you get saved, a big smile comes over your face and very hard to wipe it off. Very hard to wipe it off because there's such joy in you about what God has done. Look at this last key, verse 23. If indeed you continue in the faith. Oh, is that important? If indeed you continue in the faith, I mean, is this all about not budging? If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, I'm not budging out of this. I'm grounded, steadfast. I put my whole trust and faith. Was that what we heard at the beginning of the meeting this morning? And I'm not moved away from the gospel. I'm not moved away from the good news. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's all kinds of situations in life. There's all kinds of things taking place in the nation and in the nations. But I am not moved away from the good news, the gospel, which was preached to you. Amen. Praise God. So the word is continue from that verse. Praise God. Continue. Continue in this. See, it's great to get these CDs. I listen over to the, because I'm preaching, this doesn't mean it's not for me. If I'm receiving this, I think, Lord, I need to receive this. Praise God. So I'm going to be listening over and getting this truth into me so that you end up steadfast. You end up grounded. See, it won't do to just hear the message and lovely meeting, vicar, and you're gone out the door. That won't help. No, I have to ground myself into this. I have to stay steadfast in this. And when, as John was saying, other thoughts come and try to come in with the worries and the anxiety, say, no, I'm steadfast in peace. I'm steadfast in trust. I'm steadfast in faith and confidence in my Lord. He has delivered me from all that. And he has placed me into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And I choose to remain and stay there. Praise God. Is this a way to live? Glory to God. Get the CDs. There are no charge for them so that you can have them. Not only get the truth into yourself, but what about giving them away to somebody? That's really great. You think, wow, this would help and strengthen some other Christian, some other believer, some person that would help. That's a great way to use these CDs. And Rod was telling me there of a friend of his and Penny's that got hold of the teaching all about what the Bible says about food and eating, and they're beginning to get some answers in their body and some good things. Right. Over the weeks, they're feeling better and better and better. What did they do? They got one of these CDs or set these CDs and gave them out to somebody think that could help them. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, this is a living word. This is a living word. This is living and active. This will do a powerful work in whomever will receive it. Praise God. Now, if you've not received Christ and you're not certain in the relationship with him, why not receive him now? Why not receive him now? We'll just quieten ourselves a couple of moments. Why not receive him now? What's to stop anyone saying, Jesus, I'll receive you? What would be there to stop that? Only our own foolishness. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that anyone, Lord, who's not received this lovely life with Christ might now receive. It's an act of humility to say, Jesus, I receive you. Jesus, I can't manage my life on my own. I want to receive you. I want to know that I'm washed clean of every sin. I want to know that I'm spotlessly clean because you've washed me. I came to you, Jesus, and you washed me. And now I'm spotlessly clean because of the power of your sacrifice on the cross. And I now choose to follow you and begin to learn from you. If that's you today, you're making the best move you could ever make in all your days. I said to somebody one time, I said, if you got everything wrong in life and you got Jesus right, you'd got everything right in life. You'd got everything right in life. That thief on the cross, he got everything wrong in life. But he said, Jesus, remember me. when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day you will be with me in paradise. Is that wonderful? This day. He had no opportunity to put anything right, to make restitution any place. He had no time to read the Bible. He had no time to do any good works. And Jesus instantly, because he turned to him, sorted his life out and said, this day you will be with me in paradise. That's the confidence we have. And Lord, for those of us who are walking with you, Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you'll make us the more steadfast, the more secure, because we have your word ringing in our hearts, ringing in our minds, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, we're staying on for